Good morning. Welcome to Backstage Pass, your VIP all access to the 1-2 family. I'm Raven McMinn, and I'm joined by my wonderful co-host and the resident wizard of all things 1-2, Mr. Jay Varville. Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Raven. Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing good. Doing good. The intention of the show is to provide you with an opportunity to get to know the host of 1-2 Radio and the advisors at 1-2 Listen on a more personal and intimate level. So feel free to utilize our private Facebook chat room where you can leave questions for them or a comment for them during the show.
You can do that by going over to 1-2radio.com, clicking on the chat button, next to the left-hand side of the screen, and you will open up a new window. Oh my goodness, I'm losing my voice. You will open up a brand new window. It's a private Facebook group that will open up. Send over an invitation if you haven't already. You'll see our banner pop up at the top of the page called Backstage Pass. And in the comments section below is where the conversation's happening, and we'd love to see you there. Raven, are there any announcements to talk about today?
We do have one. The Moon Project is next week, and you can find that over at 1-2 Academy. And I think that's it. Unless you know something.
We get to get right into who's coming on. Who is our guest today?
In the hot seat. In the hot seat today, we have Lori Love, the Law of Sherpa. Her show is on 10 a.m. on Mondays, and she's waiting here in the wings. I'm just going to bring her right on in. Good morning, Lori. Come on in.
Good morning. Good morning, Raven and Jay.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's good to be here with both of you.
We're excited to have you on this morning.
Good to have you back.
I've been on 1-2 Radio now. I was thinking about it for almost a year and a half. I couldn't believe it.
Congratulations.
And
it's been a year and a half already. Wow.
Yeah. And you guys had me on. Yeah, it does. And you had me on when I first started. So this is a nice little reunion here.
That's right.
Wow, that's right. That is right.
Yes, you did a rabbit hole with me, and you were one of the first guests we had on.
Yeah. Yep. I remember.
How cool is that? That takes us all the way back to the beginning.
It really does.
Yeah, it does. So you speaking, even have the radio. Go ahead.
I was just gonna ask the first question of speaking of a whole year and a half going by fast. I was gonna just ask, what is the biggest thing that has changed for you in this past year and a half?
Oh Lordy.
Good question.
That is a really, really good question. Oh God, the biggest thing that has changed. I've been going through such a process. Well, I mean, of course we were like kind of in the middle of like getting away from COVID and all of that, which is yucky, and I don't want to talk about that, but I guess we were sort of still like dealing with some of that. So I guess I was navigating those things. And I would say I'm really, really, it's all been a very personal journey for me. I've done a lot of going inward. I've had to do a lot of really heavy trusting in spirit. I would say one of the biggest things is I've asked spirit for gifts. I've asked spirit for help, and I've really gotten it. I've made some really wonderful connections with people that have really enhanced my life. And for me, life is all about connection. And I love that. So I would have to say that's one of the biggest things. I think I've really learned to, and I'm still learning to really focus on the joy and not get mired, as a Capricorn is wont to do.
Yes.
Raven knows, mired in the like less joyful aspects of life. And you as well.
Get the dutiful parts. Yes.
And you're the Capricorn. You have the Capricorn moon, right?
Rising.
Capricorn rising for me.
We have a Capricorn fest here this morning.
We sure do. Yes. And it's just so easy to, get kind of down at times if you're Saturn energy, yes, which is very like, it's heavy energy sometimes, but it's good because it makes you responsible, but you don't want to be that way all the time. So yeah, focusing on the joy has just been really, really important for me. And
nobody can do depression like a Capricorn.
Oh, good Lord. don't even want to go there. Yeah, we are a love and light, but the light definitely comes from a deep, deep place, because if it's,
yes,
if a Capricorn is being light, you know it's authentic.
Well, that goat, that symbol is no joke in the sense of going to the highs of the mountain tops and the lows of the valleys and down, you know, down on the ground and everything in between. It's a thing.
Exactly.
And it can, if you think about it symbolically too.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
With the inverted pentagram usually has a goat head sometimes pictured in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're right, Raven. That's very true. So yeah, I mean, nothing, I wouldn't say anything earth shattering, but there's been a few things that I've had to navigate with family, and they were kind of hard, but I think I've come to a place where I am mostly pretty peaceful with, you know, some monkey wrenches thrown in here and there, like most people, but I'm doing the best I can, and that's all anybody can ask.
Cool. Are you still dancing?
I am still dancing. Yes. As a matter of fact, I've been dancing probably since 2007. And the place I dance, the studio at which I dance, is up in Orange County, about an hour from my home. And that's my passion. I love doing that. It's just good for the soul and the body. Mm-hmm. And the kind of dance I do is actually pole dancing. So,
how did you find pole dancing? Like, how did that come to being for you?
I know it's such a wacky thing. I didn't actually start till I was probably in my early 40s. So I just outed myself about as to my age, but I'd always been interested. It just always looked like fun, but I never really pursued it. I knew I would eventually at some point. And then I was living in New York and I was on Long Island around Roslyn. And I went into one of the stores there, which is like a little gourmet grocery store. And they had a huge poster on the wall about a new pole dancing studio that was opening up. And the actress, Sheila Kelly, was the one who was the owner of the studio. Hmm. I don't know if you guys know who she is, but she's been on a lot of different things. She's pretty, pretty famous. If you see her face, you'll know who she is. I can't think of the shows that she was on. She was in a movie called Singles. I know that. But anyway, she was starting this pole dancing studio, and it's called S Factor. And the place I go to dance now is no longer S Factor, but some of the teachers were trained by them. So it's kind of an offshoot, but that's how I started. I saw this poster, and it was right in my town, 7 minutes from where I lived. So I knew that was like a message from God, and I was supposed to go pole dance. So I did.
I love it.
It really takes a lot of physical mastery to do that. I don't know if people appreciate the athleticism that's involved with that.
Yeah, I don't know if they do, but it actually really does take a good amount of strength. I had been working out in a gym for years and years. I was a non-professional bodybuilder for many years, probably since my daughter was a baby, like 6 months old. I used to take my daughter in the stroller and wheel her around the gym way back when women were not really all that common in gyms. Mm-hmm. it was a while ago. And where was I going? Oh, I lost my train of thought for a second.
Your daughter and the, well, I know it wasn't about your daughter, but just going to the gym and being working out.
Thank you.
Train of thought.
Yes, thank you. So fortunately, I had the body strength already, which a lot of people don't have the advantage of having that. So I had a leg up on it. So it very much helped. But if you're just starting pole dancing cold, you can still build up strength. It's not like you can't. They start you out, you know, at a slow pace so that you can build up your strength gradually. But yeah, it definitely does take some strength for sure. And it keeps you in good shape. I mean, I don't even bodybuild anymore. And dancing is the only thing I do. Mm-hmm. And it's keeping me in good shape. So I'm happy about that.
They incorporate some ballet into that then, right? If I
remember right. The warm-up is comprised of, there's three parts to our class. There's the warm-up, the pole time, and the actual dance. And the warm-up itself is comprised of ballet, Pilates, stretching, and yoga. So it's movement from all of those. So it's a really good warm-up.
Cool.
How long are the classes?
The classes are usually a couple of hours each.
Okay.
Around, you know, give or take. Hmm. Depending on which class you take. They have separate classes that are just pole, which are an hour each. But yeah, the main classes are usually hour and a half to 2 hours. Sometimes they go over, which is kind of nice if they get like 10 people in a class. So they have to take more time, and it usually runs a little bit over. So a little unpredictable, but I never mind a little more dancing. That's never a problem for me.
I suppose that helps keep you very grounded.
You know, it can go either way. The best time I have dancing is when I'm actually when I'm very embodied. But I don't know how grounded I would say I am. I guess I have to be grounded to be in my body. So I would say yes, very grounded, and also very in a state of flow.
Oh, cool.
Which to me feels a little ungrounded, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But in a good way.
So do you just know. Like, I've never, built into the never, music? Is that kind of your process?
I've never really known exactly what people are talking about when they say that they feel grounded.
That's embodied. It was a good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess yes. But yeah, you have to be very embodied. Otherwise, you're not really going to be able to get into a state of flow. Mm-hmm. When you dance, and you're going to be too in your head instead of in your body. And that's the last place you want to be when you're doing something physically, physical. Mm-hmm. You want to be embodied. You want to be feeling it in your body and not thinking about it.
Yeah. That's the part. Yeah. and not having to think about it.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Like I will sit here at the computer way too long, and then I'll get up, start to move around and be very accident prone and trip over things and knock things off shelves as I go around the corner. And it's like, okay, it's time to get grounded.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how I stub my toes. I, you know, hit my elbow on the door frames, you know, as I'm going through. And it's like, okay, yeah, that's like my reminder to get grounded.
I hear you say that a lot, that you have these little mini accidents. And
God, there's always a fresh bruise on me, okay? Always.
I hope you have a good supply of Arnica in your house for those bruises.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, maybe you do need to do more grounding. Who knows, right?
Yeah, and it's something, you know, I know this, but I don't really consciously think about it. I maybe I should start adding that to my list of things to do for the day. Get grounded.
There you go.
At the top
first
of the
thing
list,
in the morning.
Right?
Not a bad thing to do. Do you dance at all, Raven?
Around here, I do.
Okay.
But that's something I'm interested in. I've always been interested in that. I always thought, wow, that's really fun. Looks like a lot of fun, you know?
It is. Oh, my goodness. It's the most fun you can have, I think, that, you know, moving your body. I really do.
I took ballet for 9 years.
Yeah.
And then I did the point, you know, up on the tippy toes, which kind of ruined my feet. But
That's fun.
I loved it. I really did. I didn't.
Yeah.
I have knobby knees. I didn't have ballerina knees. And my knees were always bothering me.
That's a Capricorn thing, I think.
And I know it is.
Yeah. The knobby knees. I know. I always look down at my knobby knees too. I like them now. I love them now. I've grown to love my body. And I think dance has really been helpful with that, you know, so I don't look at my knees and think they're knobby anymore. I'm just like, yeah, these are my knees. They're great. They hold me up. And I love my legs. I love my body. just you got to love yourself. You really do. You come to a point in life, it's taken me a while, but you come to a point in life where you have to learn to really love and appreciate yourself, your body, your physical body, because it houses your soul. It houses you and it takes care of you. You know, the body is not something that is trying to, like some people talk about immune issues. The body is not trying to hurt you. It's trying to heal you no matter what.
Yeah.
And sometimes we don't let it.
True. Body image is a huge hang up for many, many folks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We all have to come to terms with that part. I feel we all have to figure that part out, because otherwise we won't. That's part of learning how to love ourselves and how to take care of ourselves, I feel.
It absolutely is. And it's so important, because I mean, it's the basis of your soul, yourself here on earth. You know, you have this body and you want to make sure that you are respecting and taking care of it. And just knowing that it's always working really miraculously to try and take care of you, whether you know it or not.
I was amazed to discover that the body has its own wisdom, separate from your consciousness.
Oh, yeah.
And absolutely. I just find that so fascinating. And there's this book, it's a healer's manual. What's the title of that? It's by Inez or something like that. I'll find it in a minute. And she talks about, you can look up your ailment or disease or whatever, and then she has a sample passage of what you say to the body, because the body does listen to us.
Oh yeah, the mind and the body are not separate. They're two different things, but they're very connected. So what you say in your mind is going to affect your body. And Louise Hay also has those things in her book. She's got the physical ailment, which is connected to a mantra or an affirmation that you can say to help yourself heal. And it also gives you the reason for the physical ailment, the emotional reason.
Yes.
Because I studied medical mediumship with Dr. Mona Lisa Schultz and learned from her that every physical ailment has an emotional cause.
Mm-hmm.
Not only a physical cause.
The Secret Language of Your Body is the name of this book.
Yeah.
It's the Essential Guide to Health and Wellness by Ina Segal.
Okay.
I'll put that in the chat room. This it is so comprehensive. And it explains, the emotion. It goes into great detail. And then at the end of the passage, it will be like a little mini ritual you can do, and how you say stuff out loud to your body.
Exactly.
Along with colors to wear. It explains everything from a medical and then the metaphysical. It has a marriage of both for each problem that you're having. And it's so accurate. I've been using this on friends and family and myself for years now. And if I could only have like three books on an island, this would be one of them.
Oh, wow. Yeah, definitely. That sounds great. I'm going to look into that one.
Speaking of crossover, I am curious about, I know we've already talked about some of the wisdom and knowledge you've gained from dancing and going into that adventure. How about the adventure of going into spiritual psychology and how that has been for you? And what has that been like to learn that whole other facet of knowledge compared to what you grew up with?
It actually hasn't been such a huge departure, because from a very young age, I always knew that there was something, some energy that, I was raised Catholic, so I always knew that there was a God. I always believed that, but I didn't always believe everything the Catholic Church teaches. A lot of it just never really resonated, as I know a lot of people have also said. And if it does for you, then I think that's wonderful. I'm not putting it down in any way. But for me, it just never felt quite like it really fit. And I trust myself. I trust what resonates in my body. And so I somehow just throughout my life, I've just kind of always looked, not even looked for, I've always been presented with information and I followed it. And so when I did that, I just started finding all this different information. And not only that, but I knew that I felt there was just something otherworldly, I would have to say. I knew that there was more to this life than just what we see. And there were times in my childhood when I had some very intuitive psychic experiences. And I thought everyone was having them. And then I found out later that not everyone was having them. Yeah. And, you know, it wasn't, I didn't consider it anything earth shattering, but now that I look back, I guess it was more earth shattering than I thought, because to me it felt very natural. But I've always been interested in magic and spirit, and my favorite shows were I Dream of Jeannie, Dark Shadows, and Bewitched. So
those were my three favorites too. Yes.
Yeah. I think that's like the classic definition of, you know, a spiritual person nowadays, if those were your favorite shows.
Yeah. And In Search Of on Saturdays with Leonard Nimoy.
Which one? In Search Of.
In Search Of. It would come on Saturday night. With Leonard Nimoy. Spock.
Yeah, I remember In Search Of. I wasn't hugely into that one, but I can understand why you were, Raven, because I know that you're into into that kind of thing. And that's cool. I think it's totally cool.
I remember watching the reruns of those like all throughout my childhood. But the one that I remembered in my mid-20s was Charmed. Did you guys watch Charmed?
Oh yes.
Yes, I watched Charmed.
That.
My daughter loved Charmed. Charmed. She loved that very much. That was her favorite show. And my daughter is also very intuitive.
Sorry, it made me think of you were those other shows I remember, but that remind me of Charmed for some reason. So I was curious if you guys watched that too.
So yeah, I actually did delve into witchcraft and Wicca for quite a while. And I still use a lot of the tools from, it's actually a religion, witchcraft. It's an old religion. It's a religion and a practice. And I'm not any particular religion right now. I'm really just very spiritual. But I take what works and I leave the rest. So, yeah, do I use candle magic sometimes? Sure. I have lots of crystals. I have lots of oils and they smell really good. And I used to, when you do candle magic, sometimes you'll dress the candle with the oil and do a sort of a chant for the spell that you, whatever you want to attain. But there are a couple of spells that I've actually heard Katie Weaver talk about on her show that I also use when needed, not all the time, but just very simple little spells. Like, you know, if someone in your life is giving you some sort of grief and you don't want to harm anybody because that wouldn't be kosher.
Right.
But you just want to be left alone and at peace. And so there's a, can I share the spell? Is that okay?
Yeah, please.
Okay. So basically what you do is you get a plastic Ziploc bag and you fill it with water and you take a slip of paper and you just write the person's name. And if you know their birthday, you can write that down too on the piece of paper. And you put the piece of paper wrapped, you know, you just fold it and you put it in the water in the bag. And you seal the bag and you put the bag in the freezer and you leave it like in the back of the freezer. Mm-hmm. And I swear every time I've done this, I've done it not a lot, but I've done it a few times when needed. And it's always alleviated the problem.
It works.
The person either moves away or they stop bothering you or stop calling you or, you know, it works on like fanatical ex-boyfriends
and mothers.
It can work on anybody.
My mom's permanently on ice in my freezer. Yeah.
So, yeah, unfortunately, we have to do that sometimes, right? But
Yeah, it
yeah,
doesn't hurt.
no, it doesn't hurt anyone, and it basically allows them to continue living their life. You wish them well, and you get to live your life, in the best possible way too. So yeah, I never advocate doing anything that's going to hurt anyone. That wouldn't be karmically, that would not be advised.
It also
Agreed.
works if you've got, like, if you're in a work situation and there's some gossip going on about you.
Yes.
You can
Yes,
use it for
exactly.
that. Yeah, or a stalker, abuser, anybody who's bugging you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Those
those
are
are
all really good
great.
examples of when to use it. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so to answer the question, I've just like gone through this evolution of knowing that I was more than just a physical body, and spiritual psychology came rather late in my life, I guess. But I always wanted to know more about it because I've always loved psychology and I've always loved spirituality. And when I heard about spiritual psychology about probably about 10 years ago now, maybe even before then, I knew that there was a school, the University of Santa Monica, up in Santa Monica, which now it used to be a brick and mortar building and it's now all online because of COVID. But it was still brick and mortar when I started. So back in New York, I heard about it and I was like, oh my gosh, one day I'm going to go there. And I had to wait a few years because I hadn't moved to California yet. So I finally did move to California almost 10 years ago. And I realized, oh my gosh, now I can take these classes. And that's what I did. So I used to drive up to Santa Monica. It's about 2 hours from where I live, but I love the classes. And then they went online after the first year, because I started in 2019, and then the rest of the years were online. And honestly, I like the online very much because it was, I mean, online is so much better for a lot of reasons. You can take class in your pajamas. You can go to the bathroom when you have to, and just block out your screen. It's just really good, and it's also for the type of learning that we did. We did our learning in trios, which was actually experiential. And so one of the participants in the trio would be the client, because this situation serves as a client doctor type of situation, like a therapist and a client actually having a session. And the third person is the neutral observer. So online, it's quieter, it's more focused. Rather than being in a room full of 200 people with everyone talking at once and making a lot of noise, which just makes things kind of hard to hear. You're trying to focus on the person in front of you and you can't really hear because there's so many people like right in back of you talking. And anyway,
Rustling papers and all that
yeah,
stuff. Yeah.
just all the like the noise level, it makes it hard to hear the client. And you really, when you're giving someone a spiritual psychology session, you really want to be able to focus on the person in front of you, listen with an open heart, see the loving essence of that person as they talk. And all of these are tenets of spiritual psychology, seeing the loving essence when someone is talking, which is basically seeing the spirit inside every person, and not only listening to the words, but hearing the meta message, the message underneath what they're actually saying, and the feelings that go along with it, is what the spiritual psychology practitioner is actually paying attention to, the words and what they're not saying. So there's a lot of intuition that is used in spiritual psychology too. And my teachers are two of the most intuitive people I've ever met. Doctors Ron and Mary Holmick. They're amazing, and they're both in their 80s now, and they just stopped teaching, like just this last like month, I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So they pay
And
attention to the words. So what are some of the clue words that
well, it's not really so much clue words. It's just that when someone is When someone is describing a problem or an issue that they're having, they're never upset about what they think they're upset about.
About? I've heard that.
Yeah. It's always a trigger of something much deeper. So when you're listening to someone talk about how they're not getting along with their mother, for instance, there's always a deeper reason why that's happening. And it's always usually something that happened in their childhood. And so you kind of have to listen to what's really happening there. And it's fascinating. It's absolutely fascinating. You learn so much about people. And it's the tools that they teach you. Like when you're talking to someone, you always want to see the loving essence, which is basically seeing the spirit inside that person, and listening, open-hearted, heart-centered listening is listening to someone with your heart open so that you can really hear what they're saying. And this is good for anybody. Anybody can do this. You know, if you're having a talk with a friend, I mean, how are you going to listen to them? You're going to listen to them with an open heart, right? And you're going to try your best, since we're human, you're going to try your best not to let your judgments influence what you're hearing from them. You're just going to give them any objective thoughts you might have and just listen to them from a place of love and kind of understand what they're saying and really try and help that person. So it's all encompassed in what I try to do as a spiritual psychology practitioner. And it amazes me how well my sessions go, because they usually take on a life of their own. I mean, they flow so well, and the people that I work with are just, you know, we're all amazing human beings, but the people I work with are so open and willing and want to be helped and want to figure out their life and have it work better for them. And I am happy to facilitate that. I'm not healing anybody. I am helping you find your way to your own solution, because everybody really does have everything they need within themselves to find their own solutions. I mean, spirit has equipped us all with that power. We are God energy, so we have the ability. But sometimes we need some guidance from another person who can help steer us in that direction. And human design actually comes into this a lot too, although spiritual psychology and human design are two different things. But like I said, I use all my tools, and human design is very helpful as a tool. I'm a projector in human design, and the projectors, there are five types in human design, and projectors are meant to be the guides. We guide and steer energy. Whereas generators, they have a lot of energy. They're the ones who are like full of energy. They're usually like the life of the party. They're not meant to necessarily guide their own energy. So I always say that all my friends are manifesting generators, which are another type. And they actually can really use a projector in their life to help them guide their energy, because otherwise they'll be all over the place. So it's just an interesting thing to study and learn about, because all the types really do work with each other and have something to offer the world. And the human design itself is basically how it sounds. It's how you're designed as a human. And it's pretty amazingly accurate. If you look into it, you'll be flabbergasted, because it has to do with astrology and
I want to say numerology too, like it combines astrology and numerology, and I think some other tradition, a little bit of Kabbalah too, I think maybe.
I think you're right. I don't remember all of it myself, but yeah, I think you're right, Jay.
I'm a
But it's
projector like you are, Lori.
I knew it. I knew it. I would have guessed that totally. I can
Don't
always spot
projectors in the
another
house,
projector.
no.
Yeah. Truly, I can always spot another projector, because we have very similar energy in many ways. I'd love to know what Raven is.
I
Goodness.
don't remember.
Did you do it? Have you done it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gosh.
I do not remember.
I know. I had
Really?
to, for a while, I had to keep going to look because I was like, it wasn't sticking. But then now it finally stuck. I'm like, okay. I remember now. I'm a projector and I help the manifesting generators and
Generators.
I was thinking it was two parts, so it might be man. I'm gonna look it up right now.
Okay. Yeah. But I noticed that all my friends were manifesting generators because they're the ones
That's what I think I am. That
who I
sounds
can
familiar.
guide, so well, and I do.
Right, our energies jive well together.
And I always check my clients to see what they are, and I get a lot of manifesting generators as clients. I think most of them have been so far. So that's kind of cool. So yeah, so that's my spiritual psychology learning experience evolution. It's all my whole life has just been a continual evolution of these these high learning points. And I mean, one of the first things that really influenced me, honestly, was The Secret. That's how it came to my attention that I could actually put all this together and make it work.
Oh, yeah.
Thoughts create things, and there's so much more to it than that. The Secret was just the beginning.
That
So
movie, I bought that on DVD. I watched it so many times. And
that's a good one.
oh,
Yeah.
yeah. I think I had the thing memorized at one point.
It's really good, but that opened my eyes. I'm like, wait a minute. You mean
Yes.
all I have to do is think of it?
Yeah.
And of course, like I said, that's the basis of it. It's not quite
That
that,
simple,
just
yeah.
that. There's a lot more
Right.
to it. But
Right.
that's basically it. I mean, basically, if you focus on something, you bring it into your experience. If you focus and you do it in a very clear, unattached way.
Yeah, I think that's the key word, unattached, because
Exactly.
that's, I feel like, what where it can really go wrong for all of us, or where we can feel like we're quote doing it wrong or not doing it right or not doing it enough. But it's really more about our attachment and how that could push it away, and how that attachment energy is just very strong. I think we all can underestimate that until we realize, like what's really happening there. Then it's easier to
Yeah.
like kind of let off the gas, sort of. Still a
Yeah.
practice.
You're correct. And also some people have, like when it comes to money, especially, a lot of people have underlying limiting beliefs that they are unaware of. And that will also affect your ability to create. So you have to really, what you need to do really is work on self-concept. Self-concept is everything. If you can believe that you are the person who would have what you want, that will get you there. And that's not always the easiest thing to do, but it takes practice, and it can be done, but it does take a little practice sometimes to know that I am this God energy and I deserve these good things. I mean, you really have to take that in and know that you and your self-concept are worthy of everything that you desire. And that's what gets you there. It's gotten me there. I mean, many times. And half the time I didn't even know what I was doing, but somehow, somehow I knew. This
Well, we got
is what I always
the
say. Somehow I knew.
universal exclamation point from the emergency vehicle coming through to highlight your
Oh.
point.
I love it. I can't hear it on this end, but I'm glad that
Oh,
happened.
okay, good. Well, I guess it. I can't. I feel like the technology switched because for a while there, you could hear every little thing that anybody did. And then now they've gotten really good with the voice cancellation or the voice isolation. I know for sure on Apple products, but right now I'm on Skype with both of you, or not Skype, Zoom.
Oh,
But I think even
okay.
Zoom now has some voice isolation stuff that is actually really good compared to how it used to be. So, well, anyways,
I'm
you'll
glad
have to take
you're
my word for it. There was a fire truck that just went
happy.
by when you said that.
I love that. I'm really glad to hear that the voice cancellation stuff is getting better because Almost 9 times out of 10, every time I do my show, there's some noisy guy outside with a lawnmower or some car tool. And it's very, very distracting.
Okay, I'm a manifester.
You're a manifester? Oh my goodness, you're so rare.
I'm a manifester, the fire starter, the establisher of knowledge and truth. Well, that's my radio show.
That's amazing. Do you know you're one of very few people, Raven?
Really?
So, yeah, I don't. I, you're the first. You're the second manifester I've ever met. Yeah.
Really? I thought that was a
Yes.
common one. No?
No. Manifestors. Oh my goodness. No. Well, it explains a lot about like your personality and the way you are. Manifestors, as well as Capricorns, also have a tendency to be a little melancholy at times. And I don't know as much about manifestors as I do about the others, only because I haven't met that many of them. But
This is so accurate. It says strategy is informing. And I find myself doing that all the time, even when people don't ask.
what are your numbers? There should be two numbers with a slash.
There's a under profile, one and a three.
Oh, you're a 1-3. Oh my God. I know so many people who have 1-3.
And
So
13 is my number. I did not know
the
that. Oh, wow.
one makes you an investigator. You like to know everything thoroughly inside and out before you will attempt to do it or explain it to someone else.
That's so accurate. Oh, fun. Oh, yeah, and it says here, when I'm not living my self theme, that the emotion I will express is anger, and that is so true.
Oh, you're going to find this is very accurate.
Oh, wow.
So
I'm
I
posting in
highly
the comments right now a place for all of you to pull your chart if you want to take a
perfect.
look and see what you are. It's a jovianarchive.com.
That's a good one. There's a
And they
bunch
have
of them.
a free just like Cafe Astrology will pull your chart. For astrology, this will pull your, I guess it's also called a chart, but it looks
It's
very
yeah,
different than
your human design chart.
astrology, but it's you can have it pull up and it will tell you what you are.
Thanks, Jay. Perfect. It's fascinating. Raven, you're gonna love it.
Wow.
I'm gonna
Well, and
have
it's
to
no
like check.
accident that we are the signs that we are and how we even operate. It would be interesting to hear what the other hosts are, and I would imagine there's some sort of compatibility or that whole just being able to be counterparts with one another. Kind of energy going on. I'd imagine we would see some kind of spread happening.
I am laughing at this. It says my definition is split definition. It says there are two distinct different voices inside your system. Oh my God, are there? Because I got an angel on one shoulder and a devil on the other, and both of them are saying, do it. Nope, do it.
That's
Do
so
it.
funny.
Don't do it.
And see, on the other hand, I'm a single definition, which means that I am very self-contained. I rarely ask anyone for advice. I always make decisions by myself. And you know how some people are just the opposite. They always need outside feedback. Do you like this dress? Does this look good on me? Like, I never do that. I always make the decisions by myself.
Same, same.
Because that's just how I am. It just depends on your definition. Split. It can be, one of my friends has a triple split definition.
Really?
And that's not bad. It's not bad. It just means something different for her. That's all.
Well, I do feel like I got two people inside me a lot of times. And I just have attributed that to having a Gemini moon.
And this is the beauty of it. Your human design, a lot of times, really does coincide with your astrology because it does involve astrology.
It
So they all
just
go hand in hand.
exactly like it just has another way of rounding out the explanation and coming at it from a just a different perspective. I don't even want to say more well-rounded. It's just coming at it from a whole different angle, which allows us all to see ourselves differently and hopefully more from a well-rounded kind of place. And it is kind of fun to read some of these definitions and really just have it be like, oh my God, they're talking about me. And Renee in the comments says, that's so funny, Lori Love. I'm a manifesting generator. Renee is a manifesting generator.
Cool.
And somehow Renee heard the fire truck. I don't know how that works. I can't explain that one.
Well, you know what? I think the beauty of all of these systems, personality typing, spirituality systems, is that the way that you know that something is true is if everything kind of goes together and complements the others, and if they feel resonant in your body. That's how you know something is really true, if it resonates in your body. Mm-hmm. And so with all these different belief systems and spirituality systems and, you know, astrology, human design, and the Enneagram, which is another really, really good one, very fascinating and very ancient, they all really go together because they're true. That's how you know. Mm-hmm. It's like when people have near-death experiences and they all come back and say the same thing. It's like, yeah, it kind of has to be true if everybody's saying the same thing. This is not something that people are just making up. And it has basis in fact. So people have, there have been people studying all of this and really finding out the truth in all of it.
What a fascinating system.
Yeah.
Wow.
It really is. I find human design probably the most accurate of any system.
If I had such an amalgamation of all these other systems are all incorporated into it, which is just, wow.
And I think that's probably why, because it's so specific.
Yeah.
And it's complicated. I mean, there's so much to learn about human design. I only know the basics, the very basics. I have a really good friend who studies a little bit more than I do, and she knows a bit more. Wait till I tell her that I know a manifestor now. she's gonna be very impressed. She's gonna want to meet you, Raven.
Okay, sure. I'm up for it. This even tells you like digestion, how you need to have. Mine says peace and quiet or low sound.
Yeah, me too.
I can't stand noisy restaurants.
So I hate to interrupt.
Go out the door.
But I want to give.
Are you that way too, Jen?
Oh, I just wanted to say, because I want to give you time, Lori, to tell everybody where they can find you and talk about your show, just because we're going to run out of time. So I want to give you an opportunity to do that really quick.
That was so fun. Well, you can find me 10 o'clock on Monday mornings at my show, Lori the Love Sherpa. You can always send me a message through Facebook Messenger. One of the best ways to reach me is on Instagram at lori.the.love.sherpa. And you can send me a DM message there. Either one of those places is fine, Facebook Messenger or Instagram DM message. Those are the best ways. And I'm available for one-on-one sessions. I do a bunch of different things. I do some card pulling. I do that on my show usually, but I can always do that privately too. And I love doing spiritual psychology sessions, whether you're having a life issue, an issue of any kind, really. Spiritual psychology is like a combination of coaching and psychology and spirit all melded into one. So it's very helpful. So yeah, reach out. Please reach out if you need some help. I'm happy to help you. Anybody who needs it.
Awesome. Thank you, Lori. And thank you for coming on today. We had so much fun having you come back. And I loved making that connection that you were part of the roots of our show here. And the beginnings of your show.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me back. Thank you so much. And I'm glad it was able to happen.
I'm glad you brought up this thing about the human design. I'm really going to delve into this.
Oh, you're going to love that.
I guess I just really didn't have time for it before. I mean, I remember talking about it before and like, oh yeah, that's something I'll get back to, and then forgot all about it. Wow. How much
it's
fun
amazing.
Is this? Yeah, it is. So, that's wonderful. Thank you so much, Lori. You're just a delight to talk to, and we're so happy to have you here at 1-2 Radio.
We are.
I'm so happy to be here, and I appreciate both of you very much. Thank you.
Well, folks, thank you for joining us in the chat as well. We are so honored to be here with you week after week, day after day. And this has been another Backstage Pass. Raven, are you going to send us out of here, please?
Yes, do. Stay tuned for Aaron Carrera coming up next. Thanks. You've been listening to 1-2 Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to a changing world. See you next week, everybody. Bye-bye.